The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And our friend Craig Gass joins us this week. He's going to do Super Bowl things. And you're kind of our, you're going to be our correspondent, although we're more borrowing off of what you do.
Our man on the streets.
Than you are doing things for us, correct?
Sure. You want me to ask horrible questions?
I can. If you'd like to, we could. Sure. Tonight you're going to the media day thing.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get my.
You're trying to go.
Well,
legally.
Yes.
You will go.
I usually go legally.
Yes.
And I send the content to the Super Bowl cities.
Yes.
Whatever cities are being represented, I send it to my buddies out there and go, right. Here, you can take this, and I get silly and fun stuff. And I'm also doing two nights of shows, one in Gilbert and one in Glendale. All the info's at getgas.com. I'm at JP's Comedy Club Wednesday in Gilbert. Stir Crazy on Thursday. A bunch of friends are performing with me.
Who you got?
Getgas.com. I can't. They're in town.
Oh.
I can't. It would be a dick move to say, hey, and then these guys are going to join.
And you're not here for the Super Bowl itself, because then you could do our show Sunday with Adam Ray and special guests.
And is that downtown?
Gary Cannon. No, we're doing it up at CB Live up in Scottsdale.
Oh, it's CB Live.
At like 2 o'clock before the show starts, we're going to have.
You can do an afternoon show.
Yeah, and then build right into the watch party.
Wow.
So just have everybody goof around. Do some stand-up about things, and then go right into the
Super Bowl. Used to be notoriously my drunkest day of the year.
No kidding. Back when you were using.
Here in Arizona, the game comes on at
4:30.
So you usually start drinking 1 or 2. Oh, man. 8 p.m. on Super Bowl Sunday.
Just plastered.
Ugly.
Really.
Looking for.
Do you miss it?
No.
Not at all, right? It's a good thing that, that it's all off your radar now.
It's all like.
Because I've been around you with the, pressures. And people drinking and all that, you don't even seem to have, like, an itch. It doesn't bother you to be around it?
No.
Maybe at least outwardly.
Guys will, party. Like, Greg Wilson was doing.
Jesus Christ.
Hit the dump button.
Anonymous is anonymous to you. So Greg Wilson is bumping. Go ahead.
Greg W.
That's right.
Yeah.
Greg,
well, much better. Much better.
Yeah.
Greg W. is chopping coke in front of me. He goes, oh, man, I'm sorry. Should I not be doing this in front of you? And I go, it's fine. He goes, okay. he kept snorting it.
Greg W. Now we know he has a problem, Craig W. We hope Greg W. Ilson gets better.
Greg ended up with the same problem I had. He had a heart attack.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I had a heart attack. Greg had a heart attack. So
he's still.
I think he's sober. I don't know.
Because you didn't sober up because of the heart attack.
It scared me straight for a year and 2 weeks.
Right.
And then I relapsed. And then the 2-year anniversary of the heart attack, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And then I just had this moment of clarity that people talk about.
Isn't that crazy? And since then, nothing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Nothing. No drugs, no alcohol. Yeah. 18 years. And then that first year that I got sober, 7 of my friends died.
Oh,
all comedians. 4 drug overdoses, 3 drinking and driving car accidents. It's how I know Mitch Hedberg was my first roommate in New York. Mitch is the first of 7 comedian friends of mine who died from drugs or alcohol in the first year that I got clean. So when March 31st hits this year, I'll know it'll be exactly 18 years that Mitch has been gone because
is that 18 years?
It's been
now?
18 years since Mitch passed away.
Yeah. No kidding.
Did you ever have him on your show?
I would have guessed 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitch was awesome. The single most creative mind to come in this room.
It's so fun to look at him as the mind's working.
Yeah.
He was great.
The eyes close a little bit. Yeah. He's so.
The first night I ever met him was one of the most beautiful nights I've ever spent in stand-up comedy. There would be comedians I was in Seattle doing open mics, trying to figure out how to do it. And there'd be certain comedians that had reputations. Like, oh, man, Patton Oswalt, You got it. Really? Oh, yeah. Patton Oswalt's like, he's a killer. Oh, man. Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Really? Dude, yeah. Dude, that guy's rock and roll. Yeah. He's so cool. So I campaign not knowing anything about this guy, Mitch Hedberg. I go, I want to open for Mitch Hedberg. Can I be the opener? And they're like, yeah. So I get the gig, and Mitch shows up, and I go, hey, Mitch, I'm Craig Guest. I'm your opening act. And he goes, oh, right on, man. Yeah. And then I go up, and I do my welcome to the show. I'm Craig Guest. Right. High energy. And I go, all right, you guys ready for your headliner? Please welcome Mitch Hedberg. It's sold out.
Yeah.
Mitch gets up on stage. And there's this weird moment where he goes, all right. Where is Thomas? Thomas. And the whole crowd's like, ooh, ready for a comedy show. And he goes, yeah. Thomas, where is Thomas? And you hear a guy in the back room. He goes, I'm back here, man. There's no chairs. And he goes,
what?
Thomas, just can somebody find a seat for Thomas? Oh, you know what? Screw it, Thomas. I have a chair right here on the stage. And it just come up here on stage. And then everyone's dead silent. And you hear this, excuse me. Excuse me. And this guy's walking through a sold-out crowd. He gets up on stage, turns around, and everyone starts laughing because nobody knows who the hell this guy Thomas is.
Yeah.
But as soon as he turns around, he's like, God, that guy is high. That guy is really high. He sits down. He's got a leather jacket on. And I'll always remember Thomas had a pin on his jacket. It wasn't a legitimate merch pin from Spencer's. He had a homemade pin where he had typed the word Motorhead and made a pin out of it on his jacket. He turns around and Mitch goes, all right, well, my name's Mitch and these are my jokes. And he starts doing material, and every time he does a joke, back then before he built his own audience, the audience would take a beat and analyze what he said. And they'd start laughing. Yeah. And there was always like a half beat, like, oh, my God.
It was riddles.
Yeah. And they would start laughing. Mitch would start to do his next joke when Thomas understood what just happened. And Thomas would start giggling, oh, which would make Mitch go, ha, ha, hell yeah. And then the crowd would laugh again. And then Thomas and Mitch would laugh again.
So happy Thomas.
Oh, that's glorious.
And every joke he did had one, two, three, four, five waves of laughter.
Yeah.
Every joke.
Because the laugh and then the recognition of people who got it later, and then it just kept going.
In 45 minutes, Mitch did what would have been easily a 10 or 15 minute set because every joke had so many waves of laughter.
That's awesome.
And then a couple years later, Mitch lets me move in with him in New York. And
because you're homosexuals.
What does that have to
do? Anyway, go ahead. Finish the story.
So first day that I moved into his apartment, I'm trying to get my bearings straight, and Mitch is trying to tell me where everything is because I'm going to have the apartment to myself the first weekend in New York. And so he's like, oh, yeah, man, this is the key for this door, and this is the key for the security door. And then at one point he goes, oh, hey, Craig, this is a map of the New York City subway. And on the back of his front door was this enormous map of the MTA system, which the first time you look at it, it's very confusing.
Yeah.
It's red, blue, yellow lines all crossing over each other. And I'm looking at the map and Mitch goes, so that's how that works. And he walked away and I went, what the hell? I'm still confused. But yeah, Mitch, yeah, 18 years.
That's amazing. I would have never guessed 18. I would have maybe put 10 on that. Maybe.
Yeah, it's God, the guy loved decadence. And
the last time we saw him, he was laying down on the...
Well, yeah.
Was that Celebrity Theater?
Yeah, he was at Celebrity Theater throwing pills at him.
Pills, and he was eating the pills.
Yeah, and evidently the show was ridiculously funny. And then everybody's like, was that real? And it turns out that was very real, that the audience was chucking pills at him and he was just eating them off the floor. One after another, not caring what they were or what was going on.
When I was living with him, we would drink. He smoked. Never saw heroin.
No kidding.
Never saw. And I would hear, when I was living with him, Mitch signed a deal with, it was either Fox or ABC for almost $1 million for a holding deal, which is, here's $1 million. Don't work with anybody else. Yeah. For 2 years.
Just in case we get something.
We don't know what we're going to put you in.
Right.
But here's $1 million so you don't work with any other network.
Right.
And there's many times where those deals expire and you just keep the money. And it's like, all right, see ya. And once he got that money, he moved out of the apartment and into the Chelsea Hotel. And I didn't hear from him. Wow. And that's when I started hearing stories like, you know, Mitch is
really messed up.
Really bad. And I go, no, Mitch, And one of the stories was Celebrity Theater.
Yeah.
He was eating pills off the
stage. It was like a year later, maybe less, that he died.
That he died?
Yeah.
I heard that he also walked off the stage and made out with an elderly lady.
Yes. In the, yeah. Which was not because of the
All drugs. Right.
That was just okay to do. I recommend you take that joke. I think you should start that. To be a Craig Guest, like a Neil Diamond moment of your show. You're like,
the old lady's like, what does this have to do with anything? All right, let's
I'm
do
homosexual.
It. Stop it.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. So tonight, I think that's what you should do when you go to the media night.
Take the pills.
Is take some pills and throw them at, and then make out with one of the older players.
Throw pills at Mahomes.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you have questions at the ready? Should we have listeners send you questions?
If you want to send me questions,
all right,
you can send me questions. And I already have a theme.
Okay.
My theme is to focus on Eagles fans.
Oh, ugh.
Because of that.
They're horrible.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Because they booed Santa Claus. Well,
they cheered when Michael Irvin was carted off on a stretcher because his neck possibly broke in Philly.
Yep.
And they cheered wildly.
And when they won the Super Bowl, the fans ate horse manure.
I don't remember that.
You're kidding.
No. I thought that was just that was called a Philly cheesesteak.
I did that after.
I thought they did that every day.
One.
Me neither.
You can look that up.
No kidding.
Let's look it up.
They were celebrating in the streets. And a video went viral of fans next to a horse on a cop on a horse, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm gonna eat this horse," and they start taking piles.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
I need fiber.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's better than eating a Philly lady. That's for sure.
That's what they kept saying.
Yeah, this tastes like your wife, Dave. Yuck, Philadelphia.
Do it.
Disgusting.
Drive me to Wachovia.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh wait.
Oh no, you've got a video of it immediately.
Oh yeah, here we go.
I can't. I'm not. Brett, I shouldn't.
So,
it's a TMZ video, so they're going to talk most.
My goal is to talk to Eagles players and get them to paint a rosy picture of their fans. Which they will.
Oh, my God. He is face into the manure. Okay. That's horrible. I'd rather watch that fish from last week.
So,
okay, that's enough of that.
You want to pull that back up?
Eagles players will give me through rose-colored glasses, describe their fans as being great and wonderful. Right. And literally everyone else will tell the truth.
Yes. And so you can ask the Chiefs players to describe Eagles fans.
Correct.
Yes, that's
pretty
solid.
They'll still be diplomatic, which is why I want to go to fans. But the Eagles players across the board will defend their fans, of course.
Somehow,
yeah.
Ugh, okay. There you go. It's a non-TMZ video.
And this is the dude staggering drunk down the road. In a Randall Cunningham jersey because he hasn't had enough money since Cunningham left the Eagles to buy another jersey.
Bouncing back and forth like he's about to get in a fist fight, like he's hyping himself
up. Oh, God, it's happening.
Oh,
and
no.
It's a lot.
He's doing it.
Now he's on his knees, and that's when you realize.
On his knees,
he's
face
do
down in horse manure. There are pellets of horse manure.
Oh, God.
And he's putting his face right in. Everybody's getting their cameras in.
Listen to the fans of Philly excited about it. Like, they're happy about it.
John, you just missed the grossest shot.
I don't.
You just
watch
missed
it. No.
The grossest shot
I've
of it.
I've seen worse. No.
He displays the biscuit in the
mouth. Yes, I know. Ooh. No, I'm not watching it again.
Yeah. Wait, pause right on
watch
it. Pause right on it. Oh!
There. I saw it. I saw enough.
Right there.
I guess that's enough. I get it. What are you, Kevin Costner all of a sudden?
Yeah.
It's not the Zapruder film.
It's a terrible quality. One.
Back to the left. Back.
It's up to you. Oh, God. All right. I get it. I know what's in there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So how do they submit questions to me?
Well, we can do it through this. Holmberg at 98kupd.com, and I'll hand them over. And we'll go as the morning goes. It's questions you want. If you were on the media row tonight asking any players for either team a question, Craig will be the liaison between you and the player themselves. Any question you want to ask.
Perfect.
Have you seen this fish video yet? Is the first thing I see.
And
then
go.
You just show somebody
iPad,
the fish video.
Have you seen
Trout Lady yet?
It's tough.
Let's make Trout Lady huge.
I will say,
ask them all that. Just say, have you Googled Trout Lady yet? And then there'll be no, but then NFL Network will be like, comedian Craig Gass was asking me about Trout Lady, and then they'll look and they'll be like, oh my sweet Jesus, why? And then it'll be a national story.
As you know, the NFL is very, very conservative.
Sure.
And I'm
Trout
always
trying.
I try to get close to the line. I won't go to the line.
Right.
But I try to get close to the line. My Artie Lang, I was with Artie when he got banned by the NFL.
Yeah.
for asking a question that got the answer that got him in trouble. His question was, this was Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, okay. San Francisco versus Ravens, yeah. 49ers versus Ravens. And for the first time, a player had come out as an active player had come out as being gay.
Right.
And Artie said to one of the guys on the 49ers, what would you do if you found out that one of your teammates was gay? And the 49ers player said, I'd punch him in the mouth.
I remember.
Yeah. Oh. You better not get close to me. I'll punch you. And Artie goes, oh yeah, really? Yeah. And he like put the microphone up in his face and let him finish and let him continue. And he continued to expand on the idea yeah. of physically assaulting one of his teammates. And because of the way that player
answered. Artie's banned.
Artie got banned.
For bringing it up.
For bringing it up.
All right, so we won't talk about your gay stuff. We'll keep that just
taboo,
between us
taboo.
On this show. All right. Well,
I'll be
if
doing
you have
gay stuff in Gilbert on Wednesday.
Right. And then we're moving it all over. Glendale on Thursday.
All the tickets for the comedy shows. Wednesday, Gilbert. Yeah. Thursday, Glendale. GetGas.com. GetGas with two S's.com.
All right. We'll get some questions in there. We'll see if people have some good ones. But if you want, Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. We'll send Craig armed with your questions, and he'll siphon through and see if we can get one. We got a What Would Brady Do coming up next. It's 98.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.